Are you running on empty?
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to The Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin. We're the computer guys from Macatawa Technologies, here for the next 26 minutes to answer all your computer and technology-related questions.
That's right, Kev. It is Saturday morning, 8:30, time for the computer guys. Give us a call, 395-1450, or
send us an email, computerguys@whtc.com. We'll be checking that throughout the show today. So if you're at your computer having a problem, send us an email and we will try to get to it on the show.
That's right, Kev. This computer, guys, will be unlike any other.
Guaranteed to not disappoint.
That's right. 3 years ago, Saturday mornings on WHTC were changed forever as Kevin and I were guests of a special edition of the At Home Show.
Thanks
to Mark Kidd's show. We answered computer questions, assisted listeners with their computer problems, and helped them form a better understanding of the latest technology that is always so confusing so many people.
True. Very true.
With my expert knowledge in computers, my charming personality, and of course my Barry White-like radio voice, and Kevin's face for radio.
Hey now.
We were asked to host a local call-in show, which became The Computer Guys.
While the gardening expert Jerry Baker's advice of just mix a little urine, coffee grounds, and soap together and apply it to the problem area may work well for yards and gardens, this same advice did not bode well for listeners who applied it to their computer. We've been blessed these last 3 years with wonderful listeners, first from 11 to 11:30, and then from 9 to 10, and most recently, those who were dedicated enough to get up for our 8:30 to 9 time slot.
That's right. You, our listeners, have made this show what it is. You have supported us with our live auction on eBay. If you remember that, Kev, we donated a computer for an auction. It ended during our show. It was pretty funny. It was a real run-up at the end there. It helped raise $1,000 for the Holland Police Department statue. You also helped us give away dozens of prizes, including Palm Pilots and printers, just to name a few. They were always helpful with that, weren't they, Kev?
That's true.
They always took prizes.
You know, anytime we had a prize, it took it off our hands.
That's right.
We'll never forget how you made us laugh, especially the woman who called in to ask how to fix her problem printing from her laptop. Which, laptops in quotes, by the way, which ended up being so large and old that it actually had a printer built right into it. It was a first for us. We didn't even know those existed before she told us about that.
That was pretty amazing.
It was. And even better than that, she brought it in for us to see for ourselves. Thanks again if you're listening. For the last year, thanks to Josh, we've had a podcast, and many of you were loyal enough to take us with you on your iPods and listen to us on the go, maybe while you were jogging. Special thanks to the woman who took us with her via iPod to Italy.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
We enjoyed the trip.
I think that was on a spring break trip, yeah.
Yeah, we enjoyed that. Thank you.
I'd like to think that I was almost there. I've never been to Italy,
right,
but I'm sure it was fun. So thanks to Josh for being ever willing to make the show happen. Thanks to Brent for giving us the opportunity for the computer guys. And to Juke for being a radio inspiration as well as somewhat being related to me. I'd like to think that maybe has a part in my radio talent here. To the listener who taped our show and sent it to his brother who lives out of state. That was amazing to me.
Yep.
Came in, said he liked our show so much he was sending it to his brother who lived somewhere out of state. Thanks again to the guy who wondered if he could personally catch a virus from his computer. And especially those of you, I'm not going to name any specific names, you know who you are, who've called in not only to ask questions, but also to be sources of great encouragement. Thanks again. Over the past 3 years, we've enjoyed helping you better understand and be informed of the ever-changing world of computers and technology. Your calls, emails, even personal letters have made it a very fulfilling experience to be able to provide this service to our community.
However, all good things must come to an end, and this is the Computer Guys farewell show on Saturday mornings, at least for now. Another computer company in Holland has purchased our time slot and will take over next week. Please understand that this is a business decision, not a personal one, and that this other company is willing to pay quite a bit of money to promote their business. WHTC, like any business, must pay their bills too, and selling airtime is how they make money. So we understand the decision. However, we will really miss our Saturday mornings with you, our wonderful listeners.
That's right, Kevin. Just because the computer guides are ending on Saturday mornings does not mean that the antics that you and I share from 8:30 to 9 will end.
Nope.
We'll still be going at each other Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
That's true.
You're always welcome as our listeners to stop by for some advice or for help out with your computer. We've been in business for 4.5 years, and it is going great.
We're not going anywhere.
And I'm still getting smarter at fixing computers, and Kev, he's not bad either.
Oh, yeah. Just keep telling them that. I think they may start to believe you one of these days.
But the question now is this. We've got another 20 minutes on the radio here. And WHTC asked us, do you want to come in during the week? But we're not sure. And part of this is, it's fun and we like to do it. But we also like, to actually do something for our listeners mm-hmm. to make it worth your while. So the question to you, our listeners, is would you listen during the week? Or what do you think? Do you want to keep us around or see you later, computer guys?
Yep. It's up to you. We could go either way here. I know you love listening to Dave's voice. Sometimes it'll lull you to sleep and you like playing it on your iPod while you're falling asleep.
I've had people ask me to sing for them.
Oh, yeah.
Before.
We've had requests. Maybe today you could pull out a song. What do you think?
That's right. Maybe.
Maybe. It's a big maybe on that one. So we don't know if Dave's going to sing. You could call in and request that he do a song. He might actually do it today. But truly, would you tune in? Would you call us? Would you ask questions? Would you even care?
That's right.
So we're not going to do it if you don't want us to do it. But if you wanted us to do it, that's definitely something to be considered.
And if you don't want to call us this morning, you're always welcome to stop by or give our office a call. We'll be around, obviously, next week. So.
Sure. But there will be somebody else here filling these seats, filling these shoes, filling this airspace next week. And it won't be us.
That's right.
So,
but it was fun, Kev.
It was fun. We had a good time.
It was. I was trying to think yesterday as I was going through there. I think it's been over 3 years.
I think so. I think it was about October-ish, when we first started. So,
I have to say one of the things that I'm really going to miss.
Mm-hmm.
Is how every year with the Michigan State game, I got to play the fight song.
It's true.
It's kind of a little, jab, even though Michigan State usually loses. The first week that these guys take over is the Michigan State game.
Maybe you could put in a special request.
No.
Okay, I got an idea. Drive around in your car with the windows down and the song on really loud.
Well, maybe we could do that.
Yeah, close,
So, and the other thing that's going to be unfortunate is because I was really looking forward to, with Windows Vista.
Oh, yeah, talking
on the horizon
about that.
Here, that's going to be, I'm sure listeners will have a million questions about that. So,
there you go.
But anyway, Windows Vista does look like it's going to be a lot of fun. There's definitely some cool things about it.
Oh, and forget, we're not even going to get a chance to talk about the quad-core processors that are coming out.
Oh, man. Tell us about those quick, Kev.
We just talked about the Intel Core 2 Duo, kind of the dual-core processor. We've got a quad-core processor coming out beginning in November. Basically, two more cores, one core dedicated to basically physics processing. So if you're a gamer, this is going to be the chip for you. Anyways, incredible. It's going to be more energy efficient than any previous processor. So
that's right. Well, Kev, let's go to the phone lines here. We've got some callers this morning. On the line here, we have Jackson. Good morning, Jackson. You're on with the computer guys.
Hey, David. Good morning. I want to thank you guys for your diligence and your good public service that you have not promoted your business, but have given us a good public service, and thank you for all your time. And yes, we will listen, and I'm sorry that HTC is going to infomercials all morning long, but you two great guys, and provide us with a great service, and I want to thank you for that.
Sure. Well, thanks for listening, too. We appreciate that.
And you know who Jackson is, don't you?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. See ya. Thanks for the call. Oh, yep. Well, it's been fun, like I said. So let's go to the next phone call here. We have on the line Linda. Good morning, Linda. You're on with the computer guys.
Well, good morning, guys. We're going to miss you immensely. If it weren't for your program, I wouldn't have gotten connected to you folks. And your honest answers on the line were absolutely marvelous, even though you talked me out of staying with my Windows 2000.
Oh, wait, Millennium Edition,
Millennium,
right?
Even worse.
Good old Millennium, yeah.
How's your new setup treating you, though?
It's doing good, but
yeah,
you know, I miss those few little things.
Oh, like what? The fact that it crashed on you 4 or 5 times a day?
No, it never crashed except the day that it was irreconcilable differences.
Oh,
that's
right. Really?
That's right.
Yeah, so that's when we got the divorce.
That's too bad.
You know, I think you have a long-lost soulmate out there, because I met, there was somebody else who came into our office not long ago who said they love Millennium Edition.
See, yeah. There was a lady who called in too, so I felt good to know there was more than just me.
So there's three of you out there.
There are three of us now.
That's right. Maybe we should form a support group.
We're going to, yeah, we should. We could sit around and discuss it.
That's right.
But I appreciate all you've done, and we really are so glad we got to meet you guys through the radio, so we knew what we were doing when we got to see you. So we'll miss you.
Well, thanks a lot, Linda.
We'll still come see you.
Yeah, we're still in business.
Thanks for listening.
Don't worry, I'll be there.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye.
See
you.
Bye.
Oh, man. Yep, she's funny. She's
hardcore Millennium Edition.
That's funny. Yep, let's go to the next phone call here, Kev. On the line, we have another caller here. Good morning, Phil. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Hey, good morning, guys. That's bad news.
Yeah, it goes. The Computer Guys and Saturday mornings are no more.
Well, that's a surprise. That's too bad. I've listened to you for a long time, and I always appreciate how you answer our questions without trying to sell your business or get us to come into your shop or whatever, so maybe you could find another radio station in Holland area that has something open on Saturday morning.
I don't know. We haven't made up our minds yet. We still don't know. We're going to sort of hear from the listeners and see what they think and go from there.
Well, you've given us a lot of help, a lot of information, and it's been fun, too. So whatever you do, good luck to you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Phil.
Right, thanks again.
Yep, bye.
So, that's another option. I don't know. I don't know much about other radio stations around here.
I always listen to Juke.
That's true. It's true. Every week.
Well, the phone lines are open here, 395-1450. You're welcome to give us a call. The farewell Saturday morning show, the Computer Guys here on WHTC. Although our podcast will still be up there.
It'll be out there.
If you just find a little hole in your heart.
Just can't get enough.
Void.
Go out, get that podcast, listen to some old shows. And you know, the ones that never made it into the podcast are the old shows.
You know,
I think those might have to go up. I will get those. I'm going to get those to Josh. We'll get those live.
The original
through the archives. Oh, that'll be awesome. So.
Oh, man. I just remember that first time. I was so nervous. It was over in that other studio just over here.
Yep. What do you say?
I was so nervous going on the air. I had never been on the radio before. So let's take a couple more phone calls here, Kev, on the line here. Let's see who we've got. Good morning, Carolyn. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Yes, good morning. Sorry to hear about your leaving us. However, if you do have a program during the week, we'll gladly listen to you if we know when.
Sure. Do you think an afternoon show would be, maybe one day a week for an hour or so?
I'm retired, so I like morning,
Yeah.
That would be fine. I don't know how it would work out with you guys and your business. And another thing, we look around when prices go up for car insurance or whatever it is, so we go to other people to help pay our bills also.
Sure.
So let's not badmouth WHTC.
No, we understand.
We understand.
No, and I think you have done an absolutely beautiful job with it.
Yep.
And again, the listeners just have to remember, like you said, they got bills to pay too, so they need to look for the better person in that spot also.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
God bless you both.
Hey, thanks a lot, Carolyn.
Thank you.
That's a good point, Kev.
Yep.
You get retired there, you got to maybe prefer a little morning show.
That's true.
Of course, I never thought I'd be able to get up weekly for an 8:30 show, but sure enough, I do.
Look at that. You did it.
Let's go ahead. Let's take another phone call here. Good morning, Mike. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Good morning.
How you doing, Mike?
Pretty good. Sorry to hear that you're going off the air, man.
Well, that's okay. We've had a good 3 years, and there's still a chance that maybe we'll move to a time slot during the week. So,
yeah, and you mentioned that you want to sing a song and that you're not going to be...
Uh-oh, let's cut Mike off before he starts putting any requests.
No, you're not going to be able to play the Michigan State song.
Oh, he can sing it. We'd even let humming go. Maybe even whistling.
There we go. Well, hey, thanks a lot.
You gave good advice.
There we go. thanks for the call, Mike.
Yep.
See ya. Well, Kev, I don't know about that. I think one time I accidentally sang maybe two lines.
What was that? Well, I'm trying to remember because I remember it happened, but.
Yep. I don't know. Probably wasn't taped and it's been lost to the airways forever.
No, I think we might have that one. I'm going to put that on a special podcast.
Oh,
we're going to market Dave Sings. Listen now. Okay.
Let's go ahead and go back to the phone lines here, Kev. We have Peggy. Good morning, Peggy. You're on with the computer guys.
Good morning. It really distraughts me to think that our hometown WHTC station has to put other people on that. They don't want us. Hometown people there.
Well, you're always welcome to stop by our office and say hello.
Oh, I would, but I vote for you to be on it another time.
Would you listen during the week then, you think, or?
Oh, yes, I would.
What would be a good time for you?
Well, I think maybe, around 5 o'clock or.
Okay, an afternoon.
Right.
We were thinking maybe like a 4 to 5 time slot, something like that.
Yep, I think, and even people that are in business would maybe call you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always surprised by how many people have their, radios just tuned in to WHTC in the afternoons, a little background music there.
Sure.
Right. So I think that would be for everybody's advantage, too.
Okay. So we thank you for that.
Hey, you're welcome. And we'll be missing you.
Oh, hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Okay. So, that's a couple vote, afternoon, morning. So
thanks for your call there, Peggy. Yep, we appreciate that.
Definitely. Hey, let's not get lost in this here. We're still here to answer computer questions,
too. That's true.
So if you have one, don't feel like you can't call.
That's right.
We're here for that.
If you're sitting in front of your screen going, those computer guys, what are they doing with their farewell show?
I got
a problem here.
Well, call.
Let us know.
We'll get you on here.
Actually, Kev, we do have an email here that I wanted to get to. This is from one of our listeners. She says, this is from came in at the end of last week. Heard the end of your program. My problem with Outlook Express, I have to open an email in order to delete it. I continue to get the warnings about don't open any mail with invitation or Osama bin Laden is hung. And now, is there a way to delete a mail without opening it first? Thanks for your help. Yep, there is. Absolutely. And then with Outlook Express, this is a really common problem that a lot of people have. And what you do is when Outlook Express is open, you up at the top, you click on View. And then you click on Layout. Then there's a little box there that says Preview Pane, Show Preview Pane. You want to uncheck that and hit OK. So again, you click on View, Layout, and then uncheck Preview Pane. And if you didn't get that, you're welcome to call into our show or stop by our office, and we'd be happy to show you just on our computer. It's really simple, and it takes care of a lot of viruses and spam and different things like that. It helps cut down on some.
Yep.
Let's go to the next caller here we have on the line. Good morning, John. You're on with the computer guys.
Yeah, I'd like to keep you guys on if possible, but if you have to move to a different time period, I'd be willing to listen.
Yeah? You think maybe during the week sometime and we could convince you to tune in for an hour, John?
Oh, you have convinced me. I will. if I can, I'll record it, but I definitely will because I've listened to you guys for a long time.
Yeah, well, thanks. We appreciate that, John.
You're a hard act to follow. I don't know how we can possibly replace you.
That's right.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Hey, thanks so much for your call.
Sure. Thanks, John. We appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
You know, that's a good point. He said, if he couldn't get to it, he'd record it. Well, with the podcast out there, even people,
it is. It's a little confusing, though. I'll admit, it is a little confusing.
I agree. If somehow we could stream it off WHTC's website or something, it'd be easy for people.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm not sure their server's up for that.
It's probably not set up for that.
So,
it would be sweet, though, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Because I agree. Unless you're familiar with iTunes
and then
it's not the most user-friendly way of hooking up.
Wait,
so,
what's that? You guys say something about iTunes?
Well, we're just talking in general about people who aren't extremely familiar with iTunes and other online music and podcasting. That it's a little hard for them to go and install iTunes.
I was
and then
going to start arguing with that, but we've got phone calls.
Okay. We'll get back to that.
We'll argue with Josh afterwards.
That's right.
Well, let's go ahead and take the next caller here. Good morning, Ruth. You're on with the computer guys.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Ruth?
Good. Fine, thank you. I'm another Millennium
user. You're the other one.
I'm the other
one. Yes.
Okay, one of the three. We've got two of them.
Yes. And I love it.
I love it. She said it.
But I have a real problem. They stopped support this summer.
Yeah, I know. They did.
So now I'm in a fix. I bought XP and I never brought it in for you guys. But I need to know, if I bring my CPU in and you upgrade it to XP, which I have the software, how long will you have to have my computer? Because I went online and I went to the Sony site because I have the Sony computer.
Okay, sure.
And I don't want to give that up. I love my Sony.
Yeah, that's good.
And they told me in there exactly which programs I was going to have problems with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys probably do the same thing that I did. And some of the programs will have to, in Sony, will have to be updated. They tell you how to do it and so on. Do you
sure.
do all that for me?
Yeah, what I would actually recommend, I mean, you have two options whenever you're thinking about an upgrade to XP. You can either pop the disk in and upgrade your existing operating system to XP.
Yeah.
That's where you run into issues with program conflicts if certain ones don't support XP.
Right.
And then you have to go get the new ones. If you wanted to basically have your computer run as best as it can,
right.
what we'd recommend is a full reformat and reinstallation using only XP. Essentially, that's like getting a brand new pre-installed XP on your system. And then we bring your data back on and your programs back on.
Okay.
That's the better method.
Okay, but now all my programs, some of them, Sony says, you know, you can go to their site and upgrade, you know, for free because I already have them.
Mm-hmm.
Will you do that for
oh,
me?
Yeah, we take care of that.
Oh,
we
you do? And how long do you have to have my computer?
We say 24 to 48 hours.
Oh,
most of the time it's 24 hours.
I can't. I hate to be without it.
Yeah, maybe we could. Well, how do you connect to the internet?
iServe or DSL.
DSL? See, yep. It kind of depends, because what we can do sometimes is give people a loaner, you know, so they can at least get on the internet and,
oh.
you know, check their email and everything. But some of that depends on your internet connection. It's a possibility.
Okay. Now, I want to know also, I have a lot of saved emails. Will you be able to save
oh,
them?
Everything. Everything. What we do is we can take a snapshot of your computer, basically, before the moment it gets in.
Okay.
And so anything you need, we can get it back.
Okay. Now, I'm ready to update my Symantec.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to go ahead and, if I update now, with the me update?
No, I wouldn't do it now.
I would wait until you do it at the same time.
Okay.
Because if you just do the update, there's a chance. A lot of times people, once they do that update, they either lose the file that they had to download, or they just do the definitions update, and then they lose that.
Yeah, I don't even know how to do that.
So you don't want to have to pay for it twice.
That's what I wondered.
Yeah.
I better bring it in this week.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks. Oh, man. We're going to miss Ruth.
That's right.
She was always a fun caller on Saturday mornings.
Too. Love that.
I like the energy.
I love the Emmy love there.
I know.
The deep conviction to
we
it.
We need to get her and Linda in a little support group together.
I felt like that about Windows 98. I really did.
I know you did.
I even got a little piece of that still in me.
Really?
A little love of Windows 98. Windows 98 is a great operating system for an older computer. You know, something a little slower.
It wasn't bad.
I got deep love. Right there.
Let's go to the phone lines. Here we have Joe on the line. Good morning, Joe. You're on with the computer guys.
Hey, Joe. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad.
All right. Hey, I just wanted to say I'm disappointed with WHTC. I think they're making the wrong decision, but let's not focus on the negative, right? I've been listening to you guys for 3 years. Even when I went on my honeymoon a few months ago, we went all the way down to Florida. I made sure we had the computer guys.
There you go.
My wife says, what are you doing? I said, I got to listen to computer guys.
That's right.
Might have computer questions if I have a virus while we're gone. So.
Yeah. Well, you never know. You might be able to listen to us during the week now. We're thinking about possible weekday afternoon slots, so you never know.
You know, it's hard. You know, Saturday morning to get up, I go to Donutville, get a little donut.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to do that at 5 o'clock on Thursday.
Well, that's true.
That's true.
Something to think about.
It'd be a computer guys without donuts.
One thing I don't think people mentioned is that you guys gave away a lot of good stuff. Printers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What else have you given away? Did you give away a mouse one time?
Printers. We gave away mice. We gave away
Palm Pilots.
A lot of Palm Pilots.
Oh, Palm Pilots. Yeah.
there's a handful of other things. I think we gave away a little digital camera once.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I forgot about
three years,
that. We did.
Guys, so thanks for all your help.
Hey, thanks for listening.
All right. Take care.
Have a good one. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yep, that's true. We did give away a lot of fun stuff.
That's right. We were getting a lot for a while to give away, so.
Let's go ahead and take the next call here a second. We have on the line, this is Ray. Good morning, Ray. You're on with the computer guys.
Jefferson, way back, you know, when this one guy wanted to know if he could get the virus. Well, I wonder what you feed these mouses that you fool around with.
They're great. These things, they don't eat anything. They just eat those little dust balls that are on your desk.
That's right.
Good. Anyway, I just thought, I enjoy your program. I don't understand anything about this, but I enjoy you talking about it anyway. Thanks a lot for answering my...
Hey, thanks for
listening. Have a good one.
I always appreciate that. People who don't even know necessarily what we're talking about, but enjoy listening.
Or who don't even own computers.
I love it. So thanks for listening.
Good morning, Brent. How you doing there?
Good, Dave. How are you?
Oh, man, it's another Saturday morning. A little gloomy, though.
It is. A little rain. A little more rain coming in off the lake. I just want to tell everybody how much we appreciate you guys and what you do. And I want everyone to know that my intention is to keep the computer guys on WHTC. And Dave and Kevin know that. We talked about that from the beginning.
Yep, they're, absolutely.
They're not being let go. They're not being terminated. They're not being kicked to the curb. We want to keep them on. You guys do a terrific job, and we hope to keep you around. So it's good to hear the information from the listeners and all the feedback.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have to see.
You know, we tried to put it in their hands, and we've heard a few things about when might be a good time. So we'll have to think about that.
Hard to believe it's been 3 years already, guys.
What's hard to believe is that he let a couple of guys as young as we were on the radio.
No, never know what we're going to say.
I saw greatness.
We were like, the thing is, we never got cracked down on by the FCC.
That's true.
It's hard
that's
to believe, isn't it?
It is.
They never came knocking.
There's still time. You got a minute.
That's true. All right, Dave, we've got to let out 3 years of stuff we've had to suppress on the radio.
Thank you guys again very much. You do a wonderful job, and we hope to keep you're on.
Hey, well, thanks for giving us the chance.
That is true. And I'd like to think part of that chance was from my partial relation to Juke.
Well, you know, that's part of the genetic thing.
That's right.
It just kind of gives you the
edge. It's built in. Well, Kev,
Dave, it's not too late to sing.
No,
come on,
it is.
Throw
it
us a few bars.
It's already, we get no time.
Oh, look at this. Weak.
Well, Kev, this is the last time you'll hear that music as a close. Thanks to everybody. I can't say thanks enough.
That's right. And we thank you. And we are not going anywhere. If you ever need to get a hold of us, give us a call at our office, 394-4940. Again, we are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 833 Maple Avenue. Thanks again to Josh for making this happen.
That's right. Well, thanks to everybody. We appreciated all your calls this morning. And we'll see you next time.
Listening to another hour of the Holland area's news and information station, 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.